Hello and welcome to episode 41 of Work the Arm, recorded live from just outside beautiful Hegewisch, located on the southeastern tip of Chicago, Illinois. I am your host, Jeff Masanovich. To my left is my good brother, my best man, noted mall historian, Jamie Cavazos.
You know, hello everyone. How's everyone doing? I gotta say, I don't know, there's something different about where we're at. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, this is called the East Side.
Oh, okay.
Work the Arm Studio has moved about 3 miles north of Hegewisch.
Okay.
It's called the East Side Neighborhood. And yeah, this is the new house.
All right. Well, here we go. This is our premiere recording then in the new house.
This is. And we are going guestless. It's just you, me. Well, not really guestless. We do have an intern with us.
Yeah. Yeah. The Mila, our forever third now.
The forever third. Yeah. In one way or another.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's sleeping. She's going to fall asleep soon.
We can only hope. Yeah, we would have started probably an hour ago if Mila cooperated.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. We were watching YouTube videos.
Yeah, which is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
We had a little chance to pregame.
Yeah, starting out both of us. What do we got here? So we got ourselves a little hipster juice bag. Au Natural. Mm-hmm. It is a triple dry hopped East Coast style India Pale Ale.
It's a lot of words.
A lot of words. Brought to us by Burnham Brewery from Michigan City, Indiana.
Thumbs up.
One of our favorites. Yeah. One of the original ones that we found and like had these random cucumber beer for them. And
yeah, how many years ago was that?
That was forever ago.
But it has to be about a decade.
Yeah, this is a favorite. This brewery is a favorite of ours. So yeah.
Great stuff. So thank you for bringing this over to the house, Jamie.
No problem.
Delicious. Do we have any? Well,
I don't know. Were there any departures that we need to be aware of? It's
yeah. Let's go. Yeah, let's jump right. There are a lot of departures.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I should go worst to first like I did last time.
Or... Sure, let's do that.
Okay, Big Josh.
Oh, Big Ron is gone, huh?
Big Todd has left.
God, Big Paul. Okay.
Yeah, he went to clown college, apparently.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Big Josh
turned in the acts and picked up the little squirty flower.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it happens.
Butch Reed?
Gone. Okay.
He didn't really make too much of an impact here after Doom broke up.
No, he was kind of floundering.
Yeah, he really was. And I think we saw him in a tag team match last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really not much to write home. Yes, Mila.
Yeah.
Really not much to write home about. Greg the Hammer Valentine was one and done.
Wow, that was a quick.
Him and Dick Slater, not the tour de force that...
That they expected them to be?
No. I don't know if I think I read it on his Wikipedia, so take that for what you want.
Okay.
But it looked like he had a TV match with Sting, and he was going to do the job.
Okay.
And then he saw that he had like nothing else scheduled really. So then he just quit. He's just like, all right, I don't need to be here.
That's fair. I mean, you know your worth, know your value.
Exactly. Jake Roberts is already gone.
Oh man, that was always the one that like should have been more if he wasn't doped up at that point.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He had so much left to give still.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think he was that old.
No, he definitely wasn't. And then, I mean, he had that good, like, thing that he had going with Sting. So it was like,
Yeah. That coal miner's glove match.
Right, yeah, that barn burner of a match.
So I'm sure we'll get to eventually in the canon. Terry Taylor.
Oh. Gone.
Yeah.
Terrence Rooster is gone.
Terrence Rooster.
Wow.
Hell of a run.
He did. He did have a big run. Yeah.
And for some reason, I don't know if we're going to see him come back. I don't know, because like 93 seems early.
It does, but I don't remember.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will. Yeah. Nikita Koloff.
Well, I mean, he's spending a lot of time at the Orange Julius these days. So
He is.
When you're a general manager, I mean, that takes a lot of time.
He just up and retired.
Yeah. It was like, I mean, Orange Julius was doing so well. I mean, he didn't really need anything else. It's not like he was paying Yuri and that other guy a lot of money, so.
No. They work for Ruples.
Yeah, I think, so at that point. Yeah, so.
And then finally, the Steiner brothers.
They went up north. They went up north.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Thank God we're not going to fucking see that idiot Rick Steiner again.
It's going to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not going to be as angry whenever we see him come in.
No. We will be in better spirits.
Yeah.
So that's as far as departures go.
It's a lot of departures.
You can follow the show at Work the Arm Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. We have the merch. You can go on our Tee Public store and buy stuff with Work the Arm logo, like mouse pads or t-shirts or mugs. Or you can jump on Starman NJ's Podcasting Buddies store. Steve has some awesome designs, like the one that is on Jamie's shirt.
Yes. The Toy Store Wars.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Steve does great work. Support him because it goes to a charity. It's either going towards Toys for Tots or the New Jersey Food Bank. I think those are the two.
Oh, nice.
For December.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. So worthy cause, awesome designs, and just stuff that you can wear out and people will take a look at and give you a nod. Say, that's a nice shirt.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a conversation starter, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Do we have any further ado?
I don't think we have any more ados.
Let's jump into it.
All right, here we go.
Clash of the Champions 21. It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
Oh, look at this. That's some different graphics. They were
threat. Nice graphics.
Uh-oh.
Richie Bud, Brian Steamboat, and Shane Douglas challenged Dustin Rhodes and Barry Windham for their
Unified World Tag Team. Was this a heel turn by Barry by Dustin Rhodes?
Ooh. Can't picture him being a heel.
No.
Guess what? The fan out. Yeah.
Ooh. And get ready to rumble. Hell yeah. Scotty Flamingo, is this a debut?
This is a debut. Yeah, we have a couple cool ones, and he's one of them.
Okay. Yeah, this is definitely, look at this place.
Yeah.
It is literally up to the rafters.
I forgot to set it up. Yeah, this is November 18th, 1992, Macon, Georgia, at the Macon Coliseum. Capacity 7,500.
Wow, look at that. I mean, this looks like they have a combination of this can be either a wrestling event there or B, like bullfighting or bull riding type, you know, what is it, cow riding or whatever they do?
Oh, yeah, the PBR, the professional bull riding.
Yeah. It looks like either one of those things can be held there. And Jesse the Body Man wearing the pirate shirt.
Yeah, very pirate. Very Lex Luger's return to Nitro, except orange.
Yeah.
Bring back Flair is a sign in the background. Flair still not in WCW.
Look at this. Hello. Is that a 100? Man. I wonder what Paulie weighs now. Definitely not 188.
No, I have a feeling he may have doubled that.
Yeah. Michael P.S. Hayes just now not doing anything.
Mario and Luigi Ref with Medusa in between them. Medusa getting the whistles.
Yeah.
Because she's a lady.
Right. She just went after him.
You know what? They just can't do anything civilly.
No, they can't. Oh, Bill Watts.
Oh, we're still in that era.
Yeah. Tony Schiavone looking normal.
Wow.
Like, there's nothing creepy about him. His hair is normal. His eyebrows are normal.
This is weird.
We got some great events.
Great events.
A lot of intensity.
Mm.
We really hope you okay. Some controversy. Okay.
Okay. Controversy.
I'm looking forward to whatever this controversy is going to be. Bill Watts.
Is someone going to get thrown over the top rope?
Right. Hell yeah. That's how I'm going to be waiting whenever I'm talking to somebody right now. I'm just going to be shaking my hand.
With those blind person shades?
Yep.
Is Teddy Long no longer a manager? Now he's backstage interviewer?
Yeah.
He is a jack of all trades.
That man, he is just being promoted left and right. Probably because he needs a vision. So he's got his glasses that he's got to take care of now.
Those are nice transitions that he has.
Though. Yeah, they are. Look at how good his teeth look.
Hey, that dental. That managerial dental.
Yeah. So now, you know, he's just taking care of everything one thing at a time.
Right.
You know, pretty soon, you know, he'll get promoted to another organization and he'll become commissioner. You know, that's for health insurance.
Health insurance and a 401k.
Yeah.
Isn't this dude always injured?
Yeah.
Brian Pillman's still with the poodle mullet.
But I love that shirt though. I actually want one of those.
That is very loud.
That is very loud. It's like a trapper keeper.
It is.
I think Roosevelt has those trapper keeper shirts, maybe.
Oh boy.
Somebody's coming out. Hmm? That kid is out there poking poor Flying Brian. Doesn't he realize Flying Brian's hurt?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, Brad Armstrong coming out here.
Are these two still bickering? Weren't they bickering last time too?
They were bickering the last time.
Oh, man. So he's not a heel yet, Pillman. He's like slow burning.
Slow burn human. Human. Slow burn Pillman.
He is a slow burn human. Yeah, Jesse really looks like the Dread Pirate Roberts here.
He does, actually, now that you say it.
Fetch me some water, Wesley.
Yeah. As you will.
There it is.
This is no longer slow burn. This is, he completely leaned into being a heel.
Yep, that's it. Dunzo.
Yep.
And Armstrong is clearly the baby face because he has an American flag jacket.
Yes. Although, I don't know. They're in the South, so that might be kind of questionable.
Oh.
Oh, see how underhanded. Like, he's not even hurt. Nothing wrong with Pillman. Gosh darn it.
When are they going to wrestle then?
Well, I don't know. Everyone keeps getting hurt, so.
Ooh, could this be right now?
Oh, could it be now? Is Brad Armstrong going to wrestle hurt?
This match is not on my card. I don't have stats for these guys ready.
No. I like that Pillman's just in his Zubaz. He's like, we're going.
Yeah, as he should.
Yeah.
I mean, they look comfy.
I do everything in my Zubaz. Look at that. Oof. Look at that cell. Look at that. Yeah, that's what you do. You chop block that shit.
You learn that in football.
You do. So he learned that from his time playing with the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it.
Oh, wow. That was
fun. He got a win. Well, that's good.
That's good. Good, Clark.
I will need to look up records at some point.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that one. I mean, I think we had a winning Flying Ryan for a while. Was he Mr. Clash of Champions? One of the many? Oh, no, that was Lex Luger.
Lex Luger was Mr. Clash of the Champions. And then that was passed on to someone else. Last time.
Yeah.
I forgot who that was, but yes.
Ooh, we got the hotline. Who's going to be on the hotline, guys? Ooh,
okay, who are we
going to be talking to? Come on now. Give me something. Paul E's last words? Oh, next.
Oh, okay.
All right. Uh-oh. That doesn't sound promising with Paul E.
Mm.
See, I'm telling you, look at that. It's got that like weird track right there. Like,
oh, yeah.
So they're wrestling again. This is going to be one of the things that they're catching all kinds of diseases on the floor.
It's probably dog racing.
Yeah.
They'll get mange.
Yeah. I mean, Jesse Ventura literally got some scurvy pretty soon. Jesse Ventura is like staring deeply into my soul. Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like he could see me and was
You feel seen right now?
Yeah, I do feel seen by him in a creepy way.
Oh, Halloween Havoc.
Oh, here comes this. Here comes the build up to this feud that we've all been waiting for.
Epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh oh.
Oh, look at this. I mean, like, the one thing you can say about Paul Levy is that he can sell anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been selling that Zach Morris brick bone forever.
Yeah. Oh, he hit her. Ooh, she kicked him in the head. I mean, I don't know how in that, like, completely leather outfit that she's in with the purple cowboy boots.
It breathes.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's a breathable leather.
For tonight's clash of the sexes, Medusa has put in many hours of training. Sorry, but guys, she's a regular wrestler. She doesn't need to put in a lot of hours.
Oh, but she's just a girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Paulina. Oh. Ooh.
Okay.
Paulie has drawn gear training right out of his head. He and other members of his dangerous alliance held a public...
Oh, there's still a thing.
Yeah. Wait, who's the guy in the blue?
I don't know the guy in the blue.
Yeah, I have no clue who that guy is.
Jobber.
I don't know, but he took a punch.
Is that Mike Enos?
Is it?
He looks like one of the Beverly Brothers, kinda.
Oh.
I don't think they were in 1993 WWF.
No, I don't think so either.
With the genius.
You know, you got a lot of guys in this faction right now that can talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that it's a very weird family.
Yeah. What happened to Larry Zbyszko? Where's Larry at?
Larry might be retired. I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Man, talking all that shit to a Lundra Blaze.
Yeah.
Born stupid.
You were born stupid.
Damn. So this actually is pre Alundra Blaze.
Yeah. Hey, the Arn Anderson's like, dude, relax. Yeah. Boy, they all like left them. Even R.
Yeah, wow. I'm trying to think, like, when Arn is going to turn babyface.
I mean, really, he's always a babyface.
He's a babyface in this house.
Yep. There's nothing that man can do wrong.
Nope.
I mean, even in good fights at hotels, it's vicious. Scissors get pulled.
Scissors do get pulled. But I did forget that this episode is going to drop on January 2nd. So happy New Year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Happy New Year, everybody.
New year, new...
New us.
New us-ish.
Kind of.
New year, new studio.
Yeah, there you go.
Got that going for us.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty much the same.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to change.
No.
Wow, we're really letting this breathe, too. Like, we're not even talking that much over this.
Yeah, no, we're just letting it go.
But I don't know, like, how that's going to come off on the...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
On the episode here, the podcast.
I mean, it was a part of me that I was, like, just, like, listening to what he was saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's your normal get back in the kitchen bullshit.
Yeah. What I want to know is, where did he get this outfit? I mean, because it all matches. I mean, it's all like, it's all pirate.
Yeah.
Pirate.
Well, this is from November 18th, so.
Halloween?
Spirit Halloween.
Spirit Halloween.
Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
Everything is stupid cheap right now.
Yeah, that's true. He was able to get his whole outfit for like $10.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the screen mask. Sure.
All about value. It's just as they say on the Positively Pro Wrestling podcast, retail is for suckers.
That it is. That it is.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow, that was pretty low blow.
Paul Lee has more hair on his arms than on the top of his head.
Yeah, totally.
Which is, you know, story of my life, too. So I can't talk too much shit about it.
Oh, here's this dude. We still don't know who this guy is.
Oh, yeah, that's not a Beverly brother.
No, I think it's just some random jobber.
He kind of also looks like C.W. Anderson.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Handicapped.
That little kid behind him is waving. What are you waving at, kid? You waving at the camera?
Just trying to get on TV, make a name for himself.
So Eric Watts and Kensuke Sasaki versus Arn Anderson and Beautiful Bobby.
Yeah.
Again, two favorites of the podcast.
Oh, this was okay. So that first match actually was on here. So Brad Armstrong, this is his first match since Clash 13.
Okay.
He's 0-2-1.
He sucks.
So now he's 0-3-1.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve to be on TV anymore.
Flying Brian improved his record to 5-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got a very respectable record.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent record.
Okay. Wait. So who is the manager of the Dangerous Alliance? Is it Michael P.S. Hayes or is it?
I don't remember him joining ever.
Or did he just like kind of like suddenly, you know, Freebirds broke up and he's just like, I'm going to go hang out with you guys. Started hanging out with him.
Pretty much, because I want to say every match that they wrestled, he was ringside.
Yeah. Well, man, Mr. Suzuki is pretty built. He's like a just a short brick wall.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Very compact.
Yeah.
And then you got the Nepo baby, Eric Watts.
Yeah. See how bad this is going to suck.
Oh, man.
I don't even think Arn Anderson can take this Watts kid to a good match.
They're going to feud, actually.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Again, it was one of those, well, you know, Arn will be able to make them look good.
That's pretty much what that's about.
Jesse Ventura calling out the plot holes.
Yeah, exactly. Calling bullshit on Eric Watts.
That's like, this is fucking bullshit.
That only took a few seconds.
No.
Oh, he has written on his underwear.
And in that moment, Eric Watts' career was ruined.
That was it. That's all it took.
That's all it took. In that moment, Jesse Ventura buried him.
That's Beautiful Bobby's beautiful mullet.
It's like a junior mullet.
It's like a mullet in training.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Why did he have to shave it? See, look, Arn Anderson giving him some advice.
Yeah. Well, who else would you want advice from?
From life? Arn Anderson.
Yes.
All the time. What would Arn do? That's what I ask myself.
Arn would not put cheese on a hamburger.
No,
he doesn't not like cheese on his burgers. Fun fact.
Oh gosh, I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah,
I mean, I mean, when I'm eating a cheeseburger, I was just thinking, wow, Arn would eat this, but
it's damn good.
Yeah.
What's another Arn fact? Oh, when it comes to barbecue, he prefers dry rubs over sauces.
I can see that. He looks like a dry rub type of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like he doesn't want to get the sauce like all in his beard.
He has a very sauceable beard, though.
Yeah,
you can see sauce.
Yeah, yeah, like you, like us, we can't, like, you know. But his that sauce would be very, very well noticeable in that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm guessing that probably what happened was one day he just had some good ribs. And just had sauce all over his face and then got made fun of by Oli.
Oh, that asshole.
Fuck Oli.
Fuck Oli.
And then ever since then, he was a dry rub guy.
Yeah. Scarred him for life.
Yeah.
Even yeah. Into retirement.
Exactly. That happened around when he was like 45.
Yeah. So, so then, you know, 20 years later, he's still 45.
Yeah.
And still upset.
So Once again, you know, we oftentimes carry things from our childhood.
No. Yeah, yeah. Scars go deep, man.
Yeah.
Was this Luigi off?
He looks a little rough. No, I think it's Luigi.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's not okay.
No.
Luigi ref, then.
Luigi ref. Yeah, that's Luigi ref.
Yeah.
Because Mario ref is shorter.
Peek, a little peek behind the curtain. We haven't recorded in, what, 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
It's been about a month.
Since Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
So.
We're a little rusty, guys.
Little rusty. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why the intro was rusty. It's why it took forever for me to get to the dates and the location of this place. Like, what am I forgetting here? And then, yeah, sure enough. Got the intern here not helping.
I mean, is she sleeping or is she? I don't know. I see some movement.
She's up, like, just kicking, drooling.
Kicking and drooling?
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens. It happens to the best of us. Last night, that's all. Kicking and drooling in bed, so.
I will be right back. I just need to grab something.
Okay. So, what we got right now is beautiful Bobby and Arn Anderson putting on a clinic with his tag team. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. That is a good thing you went to go get.
This.
What is that one?
This is a beer from Pipeworks.
Okay.
It is called Imperial End of Days.
Oh.
It's a 9.5%er. I am
glad that we're splitting this.
I am currently pouring it.
It came out in clumps.
Imperials are delicious.
Yeah, they are.
So I will read the can as soon as I'm done pouring this.
Yeah, it looks like you ran your car well past the limit for changing your oil.
Yeah.
And we got, that's how this is looking.
So
it smells good. It actually smells really good.
It is an Imperial Milk Stout with chili peppers, cacao nibs, cinnamon, and lactose.
Okay.
And this is a gift from our intern, Mila.
Okay.
She left us a little note here.
Oh, that was ugly of her.
It says, Work the Arm podcast team. Happy holidays and happy almost 1 year of recordings. Cheers, intern Mila. P.S. Do I get a holiday bonus?
Well, she got some really good handwriting. I'm going to say, I'm surprised as to how well that was written.
Yes. So cheers, good brother.
Cheers, good brother. Cheers, Mila.
Thank you. Cheers, baby Mila. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
That doesn't taste imperial at all.
No, there's no bite to it. It's super smooth.
Yeah.
That is really nice.
You can really taste the chocolate and the cinnamon.
Yeah.
Not too much on the chili pepper, which is good.
No.
You don't want it spicy.
Nice. I'm wondering if we get to the bottom, we'll taste more of the chili pepper.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like with sours, as they sit, they get more sour.
Yeah, yeah.
So this might get more spicy as it sits.
Oh, my God. Look at that. That is the worst thing the STF I've ever seen.
That is such a lame finisher.
It is. It doesn't do anything.
Wow.
Wow. You know, Arn Anderson was like, I refuse.
Arn just did his job.
Yeah.
You know, pin me, pay me.
Send me on my way.
And now I'll go get some dry rub barbecue.
Yep. Me and beautiful Bobby.
Yep.
We're going to get some dry rub barbecue and we're going to drink some beer.
Yeah. But Arn did say that he would put cheese on his burger before wrestling, before wanting to wrestle Giant Gonzalez again.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody feels that way.
Does really hate that man.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably eat mushrooms before, you know, running to wrestle Giant Gonzalez. Scotty Flamingo.
Oh, wait. So we're in 92 then. We're not 93. We're still in 92?
Oh, 92 are we? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. For some reason, I thought we were in 93.
Okay.
Okay. No, we're still in 92.
No, it says 92.
No, because Flair would be back by now.
Why nobody likes getting the little kissy thing on their cheek.
Okay, so we got Johnny B. Bad. Just put a sticker on a dude that looks like he's from Color Me Bad.
Yeah.
What's going on here? What is this? And yeah, why do these guys hate being I hate getting stickers. I love getting stickers.
I love stickers. And if somebody puts a sticker on my face, I'm okay with that.
Sure. Why not?
Because I know that they're doing it out of the best intentions of their hearts. So
exactly.
So we got our debut, though, Scotty Flamingo.
Scotty Flamingo. What? That was some lazy stink face paint.
That was lazy. These kids, what are they? They're just like...
Field trip.
Oh, look at this. What do we got here? We got ourselves a Diesel.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash. We got a DDP. Mm-hmm. And who's he hugging?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he's Vinny Vegas now.
Yeah, yeah. Is that some Don King ripoff?
I think so.
I wish he talked like that with all of his characters.
Love this.
Vinny Vegas is awesome. He's a treat.
Yeah, this has got to be his best character of all time. Not Diesel. Not Kevin Nash. Vinny Vegas.
Vinny Vegas. To come back as Vinny Vegas.
Vinny Vegas needs to be inducted to the Hall of Fame.
That would be amazing. Because he's already in as Nash.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's in it as Diesel.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Because but Scott Hall is in as Razor Ramon.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And Scott Hall with the NWO.
Oh, that's true.
So I wonder if they'll ever do a Vinny Vegas action figure.
Oh, they need to. After watching this again, yeah, they need to. There needs to be a Vinny Vegas action figure now.
How about it? Three rounds of boxing. I hate when wrestlers box.
Oh, it's so boring. There's going to be a lot of dancing, a lot of juking and jiving.
And then the heel ends up cheating at the end.
Yeah, the heel will take off the gloves. No, okay, so Teddy Long is still managing.
Okay, good, good.
He's pulling double duty then.
Hardest working man in wrestling.
I hope he's getting paid for that.
Yeah. Yeah, like that clash where he refereed every single match.
Right. I mean, that was how he proved himself, and he was able to get, you know, gas money.
No benefits, no. Just gas money.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Hubba hubba, ring girl. They have those?
No, this is probably going to be the one that walks around with holding this round sign.
Yeah, it's in her hand right there. You can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so we're going to get that. That's okay. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Okay, here comes.
I hope it goes all three rounds.
Yeah.
And then some.
What happened to the Don King dude?
I don't know these things. I don't know how boxing works.
Yeah, that's true. That's not a real sport.
No.
So fake.
So fake. One punch bingo Scotty Flamingo. That's a lot of words.
Yeah.
Scotty, one punch bingo Flamingo. That's a lot of pink here.
Yeah. Even Scotty Flamingo's even got a little blush. Got a little rouge going on.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Dad, you just never know. There's only...
Who? Who?
Who?
I don't know. Apparently, I'm supposed to know who's got hair like that, but I don't know.
Sick Ross.
I'm human.
Very glittery Johnny B. Badger.
Yeah, he's got glitter all over the place.
Full on Little Richard. Referee Nick Patrick here checking Johnny B. Bad's gloves.
Make sure they have a brick in there or something.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, sometimes that's what happens.
It could be like Sherry's purse.
Yeah, just carrying a brick the whole time.
Yep. All
right, so I say that this is going to go two rounds.
Okay.
Because you got to pay that girl for at least two.
Sure, sure.
And then I am going for a TKO in favor of Johnny B. Badd.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Johnny B. Badd via disqualification after Scotty Flamingo tries to body slam him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's probably more likely going to happen.
Because wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh,
look at that. Wow, look at this. Body work, little head work.
That was cool. Okay, that was actually fun.
Yeah. He's winding up. He's going to wind up his arm for, like, you know, super punch.
Yep.
Yeah, look at that. Working the body. Oh, here goes that locked up.
Oh, the clench.
Here he goes. Oh, what was that? What?
Oh, shenanigans.
A clothesline.
Oh, God.
Come on, Nick Patrick.
Count. Count NWO ref.
Yeah, one. Hey, ref, quit.
Ooh,
nice overhead punch.
Yeah.
Nice punch. All right. Scotty too hottie is, or Scotty Flamingo is.
He is too hottie.
He is pretty hot. But, I mean, that rouge.
Oh, yeah, the rouge.
Nice jab. Okay, another jab by Hook. I think that's what that's called. It's amazing as many face punches as Scotty Flamingo's taken that he's not fallen yet. Oh, there he is. There we go.
A lot of tassels in this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of tassels. You got him there on Johnny B. Badd's boots, and then you got him on Scotty Flamingo's waist.
Okay.
That's Zach Morris.
Yeah. Well, thanks for clarifying that. Uh-oh, what's he doing? Oh, you're doing the cheating. So apparently if you put water in gloves, that makes it harder.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing.
Yeah, I never realized that. Lean on the
face.
Yeah. gloves full of water.
I wonder what this is all about here.
Oh.
I hope we don't miss any matches because of this.
I hope not. Suck. What's going to happen?
Oh,
now I'm curious. I want to know what these technical difficulties were.
Yeah. There was something on the screen that says this
bless
episode.
You.
Bless you, baby Mila. That this episode is in its most complete form possible because the original form had technical difficulties.
So we're wondering what it is. Is it going to be in this match? Are we going to get like that, like off air, like technical difficulties with the guy looking all crazy because something went wrong? You know, cartoon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, here we go. So one of the things that everybody didn't get to see was that DDP was adding water to Flamingo's glove. So apparently adding water is like the same as adding a brick.
Yes, very hard.
Oh, wow. Fuck the shit out of him.
With his water-filled glove.
With his water glove.
Uh-oh.
But okay, so Johnny B. Badd is getting counted out. I think this is it.
Mm-hmm. This might be it. Uh-oh.
Oh, this is it.
He's not gonna answer it.
He's not getting up.
He's fighting.
He rockied it.
Dunzo.
Wow. I did not see that happening.
Yeah, well, you were closer than I was because you said round two TKO.
So yeah, I was close. I got the round right.
Scotty Flamingo wins in his Clash of the Champions debut.
I mean, that stripper had to get her money worth. So
yeah,
we're taking her out of the club that night.
Yeah. Sapphire had to earn her money.
Yeah, exactly. The what? Starcade? Okay.
I couldn't speak Oklahoma.
Battle Bowl update next.
Okay, good.
Good. I hope that's when the technical difficulties will happen. Yeah, we'll be back. We have technical difficulties.
Okay.
There's a trophy in the ring. We know that never ends well.
Usually does. Well, Luger's not here to destroy Sting's trophy again.
Oh, that's true.
So hopefully
that trophy stays intact.
Oh, the Lethal Lottery. This is such a convoluted thing.
Yeah, ever.
Yep.
Drawings are held at partners assigned based on the luck of the draw.
The luck of the draw.
Sting!
Yeah.
Johnny B. Bad flabbergasted. Johnny B. Bad,
yeah.
Is that Todd Pettengill?
I think so. It did look like him.
In the fanny pack? Oh, that's a Young Pistol, I think.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, I guess at this point, Flying Brian was still.
There's Elegante's giant ass.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
With their match and a sense, this may bring a unique combination and exciting matchups in last year's Starrcade.
Yeah.
I mean, this would have been a good match.
Beautiful Bobby and Sting. Sting and Abdullah versus Beautiful Bobby. And who's Beautiful Bobby's partner?
Oh, Pillman.
Oh, Pillman. Okay. Bangle Trunks Edition.
Bangle Trunks Edition version of Pillman.
Mm-hmm. So now I think that's Luigi Ref.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's been so long, I think we forgot.
Yeah.
We're confusing our referee. We're confusing our Mario Brother referees.
Oh, no. So then is this new guy Wario Ref?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh, Cactus.
See the new KB crew right there. Cactus and Abdullah. Oh. Poor Abdullah. Just kind of stuck in the corner.
Yeah, well, you know. Let the man rest.
Are completed as dictated by the random draw. The winner competes.
And all the winners are in a battle royal.
We're over the top of the rope to the means elimination.
Usually that's what that means.
At the conclusion of Starrcade 91, Dean battled tremendous odds, survived WCW's best.
I always wanted to do this in the WWE video game. Just take every single name in the game, do a drawing, and then that's your tag team. So then you go through, and then like we get a bunch of our friends together, we each draw our tag teams,
yeah,
and then we just randomly wrestle, and then do the battle royal at the end and find the
you hear that winner. Kevin, you hear that, Kevin Smith? That might be an idea for
could do a battle bowl.
A battle bowl.
Missy Hyatt.
Oh, yes.
Hubba Hubba.
Wait.
What? Okay.
Wait, who are those guys?
Well, it's Steve.
Messy Steve and Paul Orndorff.
Are those the Godwins?
Are they?
It's like Slazenger and I forgot the other dude's name.
Henry O. and Phineas God.
Hog and Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Slazenger and Shanghai Pierce is the other one.
Oh, wow. That's a good memory you got there.
Hey, yeah, it's all up here. Can't remember why I go down in the basement.
No.
For 2 seconds. Nope, can't remember that, but I can remember.
That one. That one's right there. Able to pick it out real quick.
Can't tell you who's who, though.
No.
I don't know which one's Hog or which one's Pig, but yeah, some obscure-ass names.
What did they call this? The ghetto odds match? Is that what they called it?
Really weird.
Okay, so wait, I don't even know who's this. So we got Barbarian, Cactus Jack. Who's the other guy? Is that Tony Atlas?
Yes, it is.
Against Ron Simmons. Is that two
and debut? Scorpio? Yep.
Oh.
Debut in Flash Funk.
Oh, I get it. Cactus Jack is the only white guy. So this is the a ghetto street fight or whatever they called it.
I didn't want to point that out, but I'm glad that you drew that conclusion.
Yeah, no. I was like, whoa, okay, like, what all here is the same that we would call this ghetto? Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Well, see, Sione over there, the barbarian, I think he's Samoan or...
Yeah, but these Southerners don't know.
Tongan,
probably. No, these Southerners aren't going to
know. He's dark.
Yeah, he's dark, so...
He's a tan.
That's all they know. That's all they see.
But we have the OG Mario ref is in.
Okay.
No dispute whatsoever. No. That's Mario ref.
Yes, that is. That is totally Mario ref right now. Maybe the other one is Wario ref.
Yeah. I think there is now a new ref in the canon.
Yeah, Wario ref.
Wario ref.
Simmons, man, just
yeah,
beast.
Yeah, he is. He came in wearing a belt.
I think he's still heavyweight champion.
Okay, this is kind of a waste.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Why are we wasting this? Barbarian's still looking swole, though.
Yeah, that dude was big. Him and Tony Atlas.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they still know his name? Come on.
Just some dude.
Somebody get into their ears and tell them who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them who Tuco Scorpio is.
Yeah, man. He's a fun debut.
Yeah.
Yeah, still a good one here.
Yeah, I forgot all about him. In general. Oh! His foot slipped.
Raised him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look good, but miss.
Miss.
Nice drop kick. Yeah.
Yeah, so here's the KB crew, though. So, Cactus. Cactus is the manager, or assistant manager. You got Barbarian, the cashier. Tony Atlas, the stock boy.
Stock boy, okay. Yeah,
the guy that, you know, puts all the teddy bears on the shelves.
So now KB Crew is an extension of the York Foundation?
Well, remember, the York Foundation got kidnapped by the Stalker.
They're still not found? Oh, man. And that's... Yeah, okay. So, little minor spoiler. We are not going to see the Handsome Stranger tonight. So that's still going on.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Cool. So he's apparently, from what I heard, he is still hanging out at the cell phone store, the cell phone kiosk.
It makes sense because Heyman's working tonight.
Yeah. So that's where he finds his next prey.
Understandable.
Yeah. He's obviously not allowed anywhere near the Orange Julius.
Those Russians will beat his ass anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, exactly.
Got a sweatpants edition of Tony Atlas here.
Yeah, he's like, I just came from the gym.
Yeah. Why would anyone book this 3-on-2? This is fair.
I don't know. I feel like none of them had anything to do. And then Watts was like, we just can't have all these whack people hanging out. And so, you know, hence that the ghetto match was born.
The ghetto match. Oh, man. And why couldn't they just do like a 5-man battle royal?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Bill Watts.
Just, yeah, nothing makes sense, but just make sure you don't throw anyone over the top rope.
Right, exactly. And as a matter of fact, we're even going to put a guy in there apparently that nobody knows, and we're not going to feed into the announcers of what his name is. We're just going to, you know.
How do you not tell the commentators? Like, oh, okay, he's cool. He's with Ron Simmons.
Yeah. So this kid is forever going to be known as just Ronson and his partner.
Mm-hmm.
Was he supposed to land on his back like that?
Oh,
that was a good drop kick.
Oh, he has a great drop kick. possibly not best to ask questions right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Look at this. Ronson was taking it to the Barbarian and to the assistant manager, KB Toys.
See, now, Too Cold grows into having a very odd-shaped head.
Yeah, he does. Did
you notice that?
Yeah, very odd, like the peanut.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he looks like that Beetlejuice guy from Howard Stern a little bit. Yeah, very off-putting.
Yeah. I'm sure he wasn't getting any of the ladies that way.
That was nice. There it is.
Yeah. Man, Tony Atlas. They drag him out of the gym and just to get pinned.
Well, you know, he's sore. He just got a good sweat on him.
So it was leg day.
It was leg day. We don't even know his name.
Same.
Still.
They're like, we're going to call them Black Guy 1 and Black Guy 2.
Oh, no.
But we know Ron Simmons' name. Yeah, I know, but...
Let's just pretend they're Doom.
Yeah.
It's new Doom.
It's new Doom. Doom 1 and Doom 2.
Oh, man. Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Now we'll get his name, hopefully. Uh-huh. Hello, Macon.
I was going to give you his name.
Right, right. All his life.
All his life.
Yeah. Here? Yes.
Okay. What's his name?
Does the man have a name yet?
Yeah, does that man have a name yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
Ron Simmons, he got a lot of electrical tape on him.
He does.
On his fingers or on his biceps.
He does. That's why he doesn't deal with the mall. You know, he's a union electrician.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's in the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Ah, okay.
Or IBEW could also stand for I Block Every Walkway. Because that's how most job sites go with these guys. Well, you know, most of them are pretty nice. Messages.
Okay, so Clash of Champions. Oh. Wait, oh, God.
Do I have that on here?
Please tell me that we're getting to the halfway point, because I don't know.
I don't have that on my list.
Oh, God.
Z-Man and Johnny Gunn. So
they get jumped in the back.
So is this the technical difficulty?
It's a promo.
Oh, it's a vignette. Okay.
Okay, thank God.
Who the hell is Johnny Gunn?
Is that... What?
I don't... Is this some bootleg ZZ Top vignette?
No, so. Is Johnny Gunn?
I don't know.
I don't recognize this dude. It's got a good mullet, though.
All right. I'm going to make a note of that so I can do a little bit of research on Johnny Gunn here.
Yeah. You're going to look this dude up.
Oh, the old school credit card. Are these the OG American males?
I think so. Oh, God. This is awful.
So cheesy. Oh, my God.
I can't wait to see when they, like, do their inseam.
A woman's going to faint.
Yeah.
Jeez. Are they? This is still going.
It's still going on. It's almost like it's like that record that hits and they're just like.
It's like restart it.
Why you got so many ties?
Those are all really gaudy ties.
Oh, what? Now they're having sex in the. All right, it's that kind of story.
Yep, it's that kind of story. I've seen movies begin like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To an arena, the hottest new tag team, Z-Man and Johnny Gunn.
God.
Oh. I'm glad that was a match.
I wonder what the odds are that in the departures next week, I say Johnny Gunn.
Hope so. I hope so.
I'm sorry, next event, not next week. Man, stashless Rick Rude is just really weird.
Yeah. Who told him that that was a good look?
I don't know. He had to have lost a bet.
Yeah, a bet. That's probably what it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, stingers. And coach. Not even business class.
Yeah, he's not sending him to hell in business class. You're right, coach.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Stay with him.
The greatest wrestling album ever, Slam Jam 1. Well, I mean, if it's the first one, of course it's going to be the greatest wrestling album ever. I mean, it's got no competition.
That is true.
Sheesh.
I don't know. There was still WrestleMania the album before this.
Yeah, that's true.
And Pile Driver.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
Okay, WCW's Strongest Arm Champion? No.
Oh, God. What is all this filler bullshit?
Don't tell. Maybe this is all the technical difficulties. Strongest Arm Tournament. Ron Simmons, Austin, Barbarian, Anderson.
All right.
World champion Ron Simmons against Austin.
Oh.
Wait, he wore that orange shirt 2 weeks ago?
What, do you not have anything else to wear? That entire outfit is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody please get Jesse Ventura a different outfit.
I think that is Luigi Ruff now. Is that him?
Moves to the semifinal.
I don't know.
Wait, the winner of the next first round match between the Awesome Barbarian and the Imposter.
See, Arn Anderson is not. This is not his stuff.
Oh, that's... No. He's not.
He's not an wrestling type of guy.
He's not.
He's a sit around, drink a beer, have a cheeseless burger type of guy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
We got the bracket show right now.
This weekend. Thank God. Thank God I did not have to watch this.
Nice cow print there on Van Hammer.
Yeah, fucking Van Hammer, you jag off.
Mm-hmm. Paul E. Okay, here we go. Oh, God. Paul E. wearing the nice headgear and a... I don't know. I can't describe that Yankees jersey. Like, that's got to be...
Like, tinfoil is like... The Yankee symbol is like tinfoil on.
Yeah. Is that like an epilepsy helmet? What is
that? It's like that. Yeah, it's like those kids that would wear the helmet when you were in school. Like,
oh, man.
That's what that is.
All right. We will come back and watch the Clash of the Sexes.
Oh, my goodness. That is probably one of the greatest things ever. I cannot wait for that match.
That is an image. And, yeah, so they played it up to where Medusa's going to need extra training for this because she's a quote-unquote girl.
Right.
But, come on.
She's going to wipe the floor with him.
Kick the dog shit out of
him. Yeah. I mean, Jesus, you're going to probably beat him in 3 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if that. At least we can hope.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we don't see her work the arm or anything.
Oh, God. I hope this is not a cast can. Yep.
Oh, man. So, okay, we got to watch 4 matches. That was pretty good.
Pretty good. It was a pretty good beginner. I mean, I still don't understand what the technical difficulties are. I'm still expecting some kind of weird catastrophe, but it was pretty good. You know, you got the final heel turn of Flying Brian. He is now officially a heel.
It's been a slow build because they were hinting towards that ever since he had his "they took our jobs" rant against Japanese people, but
right.
It was on the podium with Johnny B. Bad when Johnny B. Bad just wanted to give him a sticker.
Right, and then he hit him.
And then he hit him.
And the same thing happened. You know, Johnny Flamingo got a sticker, and then he hit Johnny B. Bad. The dude's just trying to spread some love, man.
Yeah.
And that's really all. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. Scotty one hit bingo something. Flamingo.
Yeah. Fun hit Flamingo bingo. Yeah. He beat Johnny B. Bad with a glove full of water. So weird.
Water. Apparently, that's a thing.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I never saw that in any of the Rocky movies. And to me, that's the definitive. Boxing encyclopedia right there.
Yes.
Everything that I know about boxing and the end of the Cold War came from Rocky movies. So
It's both sports and history and sports history.
Yeah. You know, so I'm not sure like when that, how that, but maybe I need to go back and watch. Maybe I missed some in the umpteen times I've watched the Rocky movies.
May have been Rocky V because that wasn't very memorable.
Oh yeah. I did only watch that one once.
Yeah. That was terrible.
I bet you it is in that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to go back and watch that.
We also got the explosive debut of Eric Watts.
Oh, explosive.
Explosive.
That's a way to put it. Yeah. Yeah. We got that with his, looked like he wrote his name on his trunks with a Sharpie.
That was nice. Yeah. It was nice. He had, you know, in case somebody wants to take him.
Right.
There are a lot of wrestlers that just wear plain red trunks.
Yeah. So, you know, they actually came from Terry Taylor.
And
so, you know, it was just in the, you know, the box of trunks that they have. To for new guys to come in and just be like, here, just pick whatever.
Let's hope they washed them first.
No, usually not.
Oh, man. And that explains why his name was so light in the Sharpie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they were just so sweat-soaked.
Yep.
To where he couldn't get super, you know, thick.
No, he couldn't.
On the autograph there.
Yeah. He, you know, it was like that and, you know, a few hairs all over the place. So
that is disgusting.
It is. But that's the world that they lived in.
But we did have the fun debut of Too Cold Scorpio.
We did. Granted, we had to go through an entire match and most of an interview to figure out what his name was. But yeah.
Yeah, that was, it was weird. Who is this guy? Who is he? Who is he? So it's not even like someone that we know that they just need to unmask. You know, it's more like, yeah, seriously, who is this dude?
Yeah, it was just like,
and just tell us his fucking name because it doesn't matter. He's a no one right now.
Right. It's just like, come on. Like, somebody could have phoned it into them, you know, like, or just played it off and like, oh yeah, we're just getting word now that, you know, oh, this is, you know, a friend of, you know, Ron Simmons, you know, because, you know, they're both black. And so, I mean, that's what I would expect out of Bill Watts.
For some reason, the Razor Ramon, Savio Vega, like thing kind of, oh yeah, they're both somewhat Latin adjacent. So they're friends now.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. So as we look forward to this Paulie versus Medusa next week.
That, and I hope Vinny Vegas talks again, and I want to get him to give an interview because that was just great. I mean, it was just, hey, what you doing? Reminds me when I went to go get donuts the other day for work, and the guy, I mean, it probably made me feel the best out of a donut shop, but I thought he was from New Jersey, and he was just so full of energy. Hey, what can I get you? You know, this, I mean, it made me feel so good. I mean, it was just like, I like walked out of there with a little bounce in my step because, you know, I was like, this dude, like, it's just so full of happiness and joy and donuts and coffee.
You know what? That I'm sure that's exactly how Jersey is.
Yeah.
No. Hi, Steve Hoker.
No.
Oh, okay. So, Steve, sorry.
Yeah.
We are not going to slur Jersey too much.
No, I will just say Newark.
Okay.
The airport.
Mm.
Sorry, Steve.
Sopranos.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
There's that.
But the airport. And
the airport's bad?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Steve. But never it been. Is.
Never got to visit their airport. Maybe one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. You never know.
You but never go know.
See Steve.
Yeah. That would be a real hoot.
Yeah. Here we are inviting ourselves over to his house.
Just knock on his door. Hey, Steve.
No, we just show up in New Jersey. We're just shouting out on the streets. Does anybody know where Steve Hokerwart lives? He made these t-shirts.
That would be amazing.
We got a cameraman following us around. But it's an old VHS camcorder.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yes, this could be filmed on an iPhone, but why?
Why? We're going to make a production out of this.
We need to get, you know, Nuthugger cameraman. We'll see if that dude's still alive. See if Nuthugger cameraman can get
a pair of Nuthuggers.
Oh, absolutely.
Follow us around. And then he's just like, I don't have any tape in here.
No tape. He's wearing his Nuthuggers. It's January.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole scene. I can't wait.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this. I'm buying our tickets now.
Let's wrap this up for this week. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good time. We had some good beers. Thank you, Mila Monster, for our gift.
Thank you, Mila. She's out cold.
She is out for now, hopefully. give a little shout out to the podcasting buddies, Positively Pro Wrestling, Fully Posable, Drunk Wrestling, Terrible Gamers, all awesome podcasts. Check them out. Do we have further ado?
I don't think we do.
Check out the merch stores, obviously on TeePublic, our merch store, Work the Arm, Starman NJ Podcasting Buddies. That's the fun one. Go there.
Definitely.
Get all kinds of cool shit. So without any further ado, for Jamie Cavazos, I am Jeff Masanovich. Be one of the good guys, because there are way too many of the bad. Thank you.